Crime in the United States has decreased in recent years. One problem now is what to do about crowded prisons. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman with Steve Ember.
The criminal justice system is our report this week on the VOA Special English Program, This is America.
A new report says more than 2 million people were in prisons and jails in the United States at the end of June 2002. That is the most ever. The country already had among the highest rates of imprisonment in the world. The government report says about 4.5 million others were on probation or parole last year. People on probation have not been sentenced to jail. Instead, they're under court supervision. People on parole have been freed from jail. They must obey restrictions and also report to officials for supervision. The Bureau of Justice Statistics prepared the report. The report shows that as of last year, one in every 32 people in the nation had been found guilty of a crime. The United States has a population of 290 million people.
The number of prisoners in America has increased by 400% since the middle of the 1980s. Nationally, the rate of violent crime has decreased to its lowest level in the 30 years it has been measured. During those years, so-called get tough laws have provided longer sentences for some offenses, including drug crimes. Two-thirds of the prisoners in the United States are in federal or state prisons. Local jails hold the other one-third. People found guilty of serious crimes usually are sentenced to prisons. People awaiting trial or sentenced for lesser offenses usually are held in jails. There are different kinds of prisons. Prisoners who are not considered a danger to others may be sent to a minimum security prison without many restrictions. The most dangerous prisoners are sent to maximum security prisons where life is extremely controlled.
Over the years, the United States has made prison reforms. Today, corrections experts and prison reform activists propose more changes. For example, they say more job training may help keep prisoners from returning to jail once they're freed. There were record number of prisoners last year, but the Bureau of Justice Statistics says the growth rate of imprisonment had already leveled off by then. It calls the rise of imprisonment during the 1980s and 90s dramatic.
Half the states have acted against overcrowding. Big states like California and Texas have released thousands of prisoners to save money and space. Critics of the criminal justice system say long prison sentences are not necessarily making society safer. But the Supreme Court recently upheld a three strikes law in California. This law affects people found guilty of three crimes. The law orders that they serve from 25 years to life in prison. This is true even if their third crime was considered minor. In the case that reached the Supreme Court, the third crime was stealing golf equipment. One more thing about California, The state just reported a 4% increase in major crimes last year. Murders in the biggest population centers, though down from 10 years ago, were up 11% from the year before.
Some criminal justice officials say the increase in federal prisoners in the United States is of special concern. In 2002, federal prisons held almost 162,000 people. This is the first time the federal system has had more prisoners than any of the 50 states. This happened partly because the Federal Bureau of Prisons took control of prisoners formerly held by the District of Columbia. But also, Congress has expanded the federal prison system. Congress has added many drug offenses to the list of federal crimes.
Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is among those who say the country has too many people in jail. Justice Kennedy also says prison terms are often too long. He criticizes policies where state legislatures establish sentences that judges cannot change. Such required sentences have increased in number in recent years. Mr. Kennedy says these sentences are sometimes severe and unjust.
Americans are guaranteed equal justice before the law, in the words of the Constitution. But there is debate about the equality of the criminal justice system toward the poor and especially members of minority groups. About 12% of African American males between the ages of 20 and 34 were in prison or jail last year. By comparison, 4% of Hispanics and less than 2% of white males were behind bars. Bureau of Justice Statistics official Alan Beck says the rate for young black males has been going up in recent years. Mr. Beck says the Bureau's new report shows the highest rate measured. In any case, men of all groups are about 15 times more likely than women to go to prison. But an increasing number of women are jailed these days. The number of female prisoners grows at an average rate of more than 5% a year. The rate among males averages less than 4%.
Drug offenders are a major reason for America's huge prisoner population. The Sentencing Project is an activist group for criminal justice improvements. It says about 60% of federal and more than 20% of state prisoners are in for drug crimes. Recently, a number of states have taken steps to change their drug policies. They are considering sending drug users to treatment programs instead of prison. These programs are aimed at ending the use of drugs. They also are meant to reduce the number of people in prison. Arizona and California have approved drug treatment centers for non-dangerous drug offenders. Kansas also is considering a new drug law. It would require nonviolent drug offenders to be treated for up to 18 months. Supporters of the law say it would remove the need for almost 200 prison beds by the end of next year.
New York State has some of the nation's most severe drug laws. a person can be sentenced to at least 15 years and up to life in prison for having or selling drugs. The international organization Human Rights Watch is based in New York. It criticizes the state's drug laws. It says these laws have led to the unnecessary jailing of non-dangerous drug offenders. It says the laws have taken parents away from thousands of children. Governor George Pataki has been considering changes in the state's drug laws.
Reducing sentences for crimes would surely lower America's rate of imprisonment. So would keeping nonviolent, first-time drug offenders out of jail. But many officials say reduced sentences would lead to an increase in crime. They say the public would be in danger. Experts argue about how much drug treatment programs cost as compared with jailing. Some say treatment is far cheaper. Others disagree. Nola Folsom is a local law enforcement official in the Wichita, Kansas area. She also is an official of the National District Attorneys Association. Ms. Folsom says she believes the yearly operation of drug treatment centers could cost a little less than jail. But she worries about drug offenders living free. Ms. Folsom says they have much higher risk of returning to drugs than if they are behind bars.
Some stories do end happily. Bob is 55 years old. He took cocaine for more than 20 years. During that time, he served 3 jail terms. Each time he left jail, he quickly became dependent on the drug again. Several years ago, a judge ordered Bob to enter a drug treatment center. Center workers closely supervised his every move for a year. He received intensive treatment and advising about his life. Bob has a job now. He also is studying at night at a local college. He says, "No more drugs, ever, and I am never going back to jail."
This program was written by Geraldine Watson. It was produced by Cynthia Kirk. Our studio engineer was Sulaiman Tarawali. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm C.D. Zimmerman. Join us again next week for another report about life in the United States on our VOA Special English Program, This is America.